It's pretty hard to turn on the news or open a newspaper or click on a website without reading a story about Detroit. So you may be tired of reading about Detroit. You won't be with Detroit City is the Place to Be by journalist Mark Benelli. It is an absolute must-read for every Michigander.
So what is it?
It's an investigation and a memoir by a Detroit area native who explores how Detroit got to the place it is today and where it's going. And this is not a pie-in-the-sky journalist. He looks very honestly at all the different factors that brought Detroit down. But he also looks at all the ways in which Detroit is coming up. And it is pretty eye-opening.
What did you find surprising about it?
Well, what's interesting is when you live here in Michigan, you're always reading bad news about Detroit.
Right.
And he points out that the national media is in love with good news about Detroit and looks at urban farming and the regeneration of buildings that are being moved into by artists and hipsters and people from not just around the country but around the world. Parts of Detroit are being called the New Brooklyn.
Well, even that story with the two homeless gentlemen that were hit and killed and that people raised money for them from all over the country to bury them, that wasn't a national story.
Yes, and he thinks Detroit really is an American, probably the most American city, because it pulled together all the great American dreams about innovation and change and social mobility, and it through many different factors, Detroit declined. And now different dreams are being born about Detroit that are very, very exciting. You go into this book thinking, well, what's he going to tell me? I don't know. On every other page, I felt as if I were meeting a new person, a new idea, a new piece of Detroit history. And the man is a born storyteller. And in Detroit, he's found one of the most fascinating American stories ever.
What does he think, though? I mean, obviously, where things are right now are not great. What does he think the single biggest thing is that needs to happen in order for Detroit to have that renaissance we've all been hoping for?
Well, to almost quote the Coneheads, mass quantities of cash. Without an enormous investment from the private sector and the federal government, Detroit cannot move to where it needs to be and where it can be. He sees that whenever progress has been made anywhere in any part of Detroit, there's always not just local ingenuity and local determination and intelligence of people from all walks of life, but money. Money has to be invested in Detroit for it to flourish in whole new ways. And he says if that money comes, Detroit really will. And he admits that he went into this thinking, it's not going to happen. Detroit is over. But the more people he interviewed, the more he traveled around Detroit, and the more he saw what was actually happening there in isolated pockets, the more he believed that, yes, Detroit can, if not come back, reinvent itself. And he says reinvention is the American myth. That's what we all dream of, and that's probably what we all try for.
And once more, the book is?
Detroit City is the Place to Be, the Afterlife of an American Metropolis by Mark Benelli.
Lev Raphael, thanks for joining us.
Great being here.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.